how available are you right now? What's your status as far as your injury goes?
I'm feeling fine physically, you know, still taking a day at a time and just doing what the trainers and the coaching staff is asking of me, you know. The more and more they let me do more in practice, you know, the more and more I'm open to it. So, you know, like I said, I'm just taking a day at a time.
How limited today are you?
You know, I went out today, did some one-on-ones, and I felt fine doing that. So it's another step in the right direction. So, you know, it's another positive for me.
JJ, when you guys put the pads on, will they let you do as much as you'd like to do?
I don't think it really has much to do, you know, as far as the pads or just in helmets or shells. It's just, you know, staying on the protocol, you know, what we set before we got to training camp and making sure we stay on that timeline and just continue to progress day by day.
You get to watch all these guys. You keep an eye on the young guys. How about Andre Howell today making a couple plays out there on the backside?
Yeah, that's all about being a professional. A young guy coming in, understanding what teams ask him to do, just going out competing, you know, going against a veteran like Andre Johnson. And, you know, like I told him, that's a great play. And it's just a beginning.
At what point do you get tired of seeing the same face every day?
It comes at some point in training camp, but it's all about work. You can't look at it that way. You got to continue to come in here and grind each and every day and just try to get better.
Depth's so important on the backside, JJ. Do you think you guys are in better shape as a unit than you were heading into the season last year when you have guys like A.J. Bouye and guys that maybe you couldn't rely on as much last year, maybe more this year?
You know, every year is different, but, you know, a guy like A.J., you know, it's a second unit program. I think he's sucked leaps and bounds. And then you have some of the younger guys, Marcus, you know, Dre Howell, and those guys coming in. So anytime you have young guys stepping up and making plays, it's always a positive. It's a good sign for the team.